Today is Friday. So, Creation Lightship Friday day. So here we go. Tonight's going to be our first night of doing a paranormal show. And the show will be geared to what you call in to ask about. So this is your show, everybody listening. So call in and we'll try to answer some of your questions. If you want to talk about a weird experience that maybe you've had or you've maybe seen or somebody's talked about it, we can maybe give you some answers on it. And we'll just kind of see how this goes. Our last shows that we've been doing, maybe the last couple of weeks, maybe even through the last year, some of those got a little sci-fi, and we got into some of the paranormal stuff. So we just decided to do a show, and if it works out, we may we'll try it for a month here. We'll try it for 4 weeks, and just see if people like it. It'll still be a Creation Lightship show, naturally. But we're trying to just try to branch out there just a little bit because some people have a lot of questions and they don't know how to get it answered. So there we go. So here, let's start the show. So let's do an emotional clearing. This is what we do. This is the end of the week. And here we go. Let's go back 5 days. So emotional clearing. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. So 5 days ago cleared. Wow, 4 days cleared, 3 days, 2 days, wow. Oh, no, not another night like this. Yesterday and today. For those of you interested, in the last show when I did the clearing, you know, with the sinus stuff, it took me about 3 hours to shake it. So hopefully you got rid of yours. I got rid of mine, so we'll see what happens if anybody wants to call in and ask. But that was kind of rough. So here we go. We'll do another emotional clearing here. Wow. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Okay. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And again. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That feels a little better. And we'll do a feeling body. Remember, this is like the flip side of the coin of the emotions. So, and if you're new to this here, what happens is the emotional clearing, for most people, gets rid of about 95% of your stuff. But there are some people that live in feelings only. If you're a feeling person, you're going to use the word feelings a lot in your languaging. I feel sad, I feel bad, I feel angry, I feel, you know, upset, I feel, you know, disempowered. But you're going to be using that word feeling a lot. Where on the emotional stuff, normally just people complain. And so that's the way that you can tell the difference. So if you do use the word feeling a lot, you definitely would need a feeling body clearing along with the emotional one. So here we go. Feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental body, same type of feeling. 5 days ago cleared, oh, I'm yawning on this one here. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll yawn, so I'll do this one over again. If you're yawning, that's good, too. It helps release the energy. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. This is not normally needed by a lot of people, but there are people that deal with traumas, you know, and they just, you know, are kind of zeroed in that way. The dark side attacks them more than most people. Here we go. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on, Sylvia, and we'll wait for some call-ins. So, Sylvia, are you out there? Oop, I think I heard a beep.
I don't think we had to wait long. I just heard a beep. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good fishing hole.
Someone on?
Okay.
Hello, who's there?
Hi. Hi. If you don't mind, I'm going to be anonymous, if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
Very interested. I don't want, I guess, associated with my name. Not that anybody can tell, maybe, if they know by my voice, but I'm not disguising my voice.
That's absolutely fine.
Okay, Sally, go ahead.
I was holding the last show, but can I just give a testimonial about something to me that was strange, only because I had put somebody for the first time on the intensive for the, I think it was the special one we had on the dentistry one, and during that intensive, one of the participants said that they felt they were working on our hearts, and I always knew that there was some connection, well, for me, because I have to go to the dentist and I have a certain condition, mitral valve prolapse, and they insist that I always get antibiotics because I can cause those things that can cause infections can affect my heart tissue, my heart muscles. So actually, I've had a lot of problems with my teeth, so I decided to take this special extra intensive that they offered, and then I was offered the special for my family, which I never invited my son, who's older, and I put him on that call because he had just actually had something strange happen a few days before. But I didn't know if he had any connections. I just assumed he had teeth problems because it comes in the family. So I just put him on the thing. And then a few days before it all happened, he had an emergency situation. So I used the emergency clearing for him because he was diagnosed with pleurisy, which was an infection, a viral infection to the lungs, attacking his lungs. It went, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. But anyway, I decided I might as well put him on the intensive as well. I didn't realize that he was going to have a heart condition that came associated or was going to be helped by the light ship, as a matter of fact, because after he was on the show, I didn't know what he feels or what he doesn't feel. But a few days into the show, I mean, after having been on, he's done the quarantine room probably for a week, but a few days later, he was just going in for checkups because he still was having problems. He was having many problems breathing, and they gave him the medicines to take care of the virus, but I guess they don't know how to get rid of it. So when he went in for a test just to make sure his heart was fine, they found fluid around his heart sac, and they decided to remove it. It was like a certain amount of fluid they claimed was in there, so when they actually did the surgery, it was three times the amount, and I was just curious, is it possible, because when they worked on that, I guess it could have been alien parasite storage products that could have been what they actually removed from. Is that a possibility? Because it didn't click with me until the other day when you asked for, like, I don't know, when you were doing the alien parasites talking about stored waste products. Is that a possibility that kind of fluid buildup could have been a result of what went on the light ship for him?
Very interesting. Yeah, it's very possible. Wow. I'm trying to see here. I'm looking to see it. So your question is, was the fluid that was around his heart from an alien parasite waste product? Is that what the question is?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look here. Yes, about 60% of it was from that. I think the other 40% was the body limp system trying to, ward it off there. So 60%, yes, it was.
Yes, that's what I had a funny feeling, because it didn't connect. At least at the time, I couldn't understand what happened, because I tried to get the light ship to help them at first using the emergency clearing, and you didn't have the body systems up yet.
Uh-huh.
So it's took him quite a while to heal from recover from it, and was about to go in and do that for him, but he said he's all better now, and it's like I said, I haven't put him on the intensive ever again, but that was the one time, and I didn't realize, like you had said, you never know, and even I don't know what actually happened to me, and I've been on the conference call since June, and all of a sudden I'm starting to see I must have gotten something, because I do feel different, and many healings that never took has finally taken after the magnetic body, and I didn't share some of the things that happened because it's taken me quite a while to realize the connections. So.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, what happens? Yeah, so not everything is instantaneous, although I'd love it to be, And sometimes we just have a situation that just needs a special clearing to have done, to have all the other previous clearings actually work. And there's no way to know about it until, you know, they start working with you to find out what the problem is. Remember, the light only works in the now. So when you use your, you know, linear mind to look at stuff, it can bring up all different types of things, you know, like why didn't this happen previously, you know, and, you know, how the mind works. But the light only works in the now, and they take care of the condition right now that's, you know, happening. So it's very possible that his condition of the heart was far worse than what, you know, was diagnosed, and maybe they actually, you know, repaired his heart, but that was just a minor thing that, they found up, you know, afterwards. So it's quite interesting to see how the healings work.
May I quickly ask you, because I never thought since he was only 27 or 28 that he had any chance of, like, having a death bar code go off. Was this one of them? Because this is, like, the first time he's ever had any scare like this, any kind of, like, hospitalization, you know, like, wasn't like...
Yeah, he had a death bar code activated at the age of 25.
Okay.
So that was number two. I don't like to really get into this, but...
Oh, it was number two. Oh, was it one? Okay.
His first one, if you're interested, is 19, okay?
Wow, okay.
That means that typically at the age of 9, he started losing energy. Because it's normally for about 10 years you get weaker and weaker.
Is there any connection? Because I have already had my death bar code go off, at least the first one, and his father's already had two. Is there any association? Does it seem like if the child will have, or that doesn't follow, that if you're, both your parents have had death bar codes go off, that they automatically will
doesn't
have
doesn't follow that typically. It follows genetic imprinting, and you could have these barcodes put in place in your genetics, but as far as it following you yourself with your own previous condition of death barcodes, I don't think that they're going to be similar. So you could have, let's say, hypothetically 5. Maybe your son only has 3. It doesn't mean that they're going to have 5 or more. Everybody's different, and it depends what genetics get activated and what DNA gets activated at a given time. And also, you know, according to your natal chart, when they want you to leave this planet. So, you know, there's a lot there.
Well, it's very interesting because you had said that if you're a certain age, you had recommended right away, but not that you said you never should get the barcodes, the death barcodes done, just that, you know, if you're over a certain age, you really definitely should do it first. But
if you're going to be probably, you know, like if you're over maybe 30 or 40, definitely if you're 50.
Right.
You know, definitely get your barcodes done.
I could think of, like, children before they're even born who have death barcodes because they've had premature births or, you know, near-death experiences before even, like, before even due to be born.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. I have one more question connected to the intensives. Is it for the alien parasites? Do you know the condition of Alzheimer's? Is there a possible connection to that? Because people keep assuming you can't do anything with Alzheimer's, but I know like Chip could do everything. So is that one of the major issues behind Alzheimer's, that possibly there's alien parasites influencing their memories or not their lack of having their memories or it working properly?
I'm sure it could be related, but I just can't really say that it is, but I'm sure that something alien is causing that, okay?
Okay.
So, because remember, that the body, if it wasn't messed with, could live for a long time. And the only way that we get messed with is, you know, by the darkness giving us stuff. So that's a sad thing. And, you know, it just could be, you know, the lifestyle of the person, too, or what they're eating also. But the main thing is, at least with the death barcodes, that's almost a given. You know, if you're going to, you have to leave the planet. Remember, you know, people, you know, typically always die here, unless you're like Baba G or something, you know, and you reincarnate or come back, you know, or, you know, just materialize. But typically everybody does die. and that's a given. And also, there's birth, and that's a given too. And those two things are, you know, what you're looking at. So the day that you actually are born, you're one each day as it goes by, you're one day closer to your death. And the barcodes can help you be more in free choice, free will of that process. Otherwise, you're typically going to be slam dunked, and that's the way they choose to have you leave. Remember, your energy is already taken out of you. It's like having a battery in your flashlight, and after they take and use you up, then they got to discard you and get somebody else, and then bring your spirit back in again in a new body. The way the process works there.
You got another call. I will let you go. Thank you very much for letting me share and asking
questions.
Thank
you for calling. We appreciate it. Okay. Heard a beep? Somebody out there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine. Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Thank you. I know you've added a bunch of different saints and stuff and Jesus on the people who you might want to have heal you for some of the sessions and stuff. I was wondering if you could bring in the energy of Saint Francis if he's there to do, because he has a wonderful energy, I believe.
Yeah, I'll bring in his energy from the light ship, okay?
Have you ever worked with him before?
Oh, yes. Quite a while ago. I used to bring him in during the conference calls three, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So are you ready?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. So here comes St. Francis. So this will be a treat for everybody. And here we go. So coming in, if you wish, you can bring up, maybe the lightship insignia or the light being here on the screen. Probably the light being might be more appropriate here. So just scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. And here we go. So here he comes. And so I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. It's really nice. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. So let's just put some music on, everybody. And we'll let you just sit back and relax, and we'll wait for the next caller to call in here. Here we go. St. Francis here. waiting for a caller to call in, so we'll turn it back over to Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. So it's very interesting, Ron, at the beginning of the hour when you were doing the emotional clearing and it started off, you know, kind of rough, so I typed in on the fast chat to see if anybody had been having a rough day or a rough week in the last few days, and it's quite interesting because several people typed in that they'd been having some very strange experiences. One person, and I'll just not say the names to respect people's privacy, but one person said everything around them broke or went wrong suddenly 3 days ago. Another person said it had been rough to a certain degree. Another person said that they'd felt out of sorts, ungrounded, lethargic, and that two of their three computers broke down starting on Wednesday. So I just thought I'd bring that up and see if you can sense if, you know, there's been something going on the last few days that may be affecting, you know, people that could be related to that.
Well, I would think that the parallel lifetimes that people are going into off and on are becoming maybe very strong now, affecting this lifetime. So that's what I would say that it probably would be. And the energies from those lifetimes are not in sync with what you have physically here. And so what's happening is like a psychic whammy being done on your physical items around you. Because all of a sudden, as you come back and forth from a parallel life, and maybe those things are up in a parallel life, or maybe they're just cloned an object, but the energy does come back. Because what you bring back with you is everything related to that lifetime. And so maybe what's here, if you are living here in the now, these energies are being attacked, say, psychically by the same type of cloned energy in a parallel life. That's how I would answer that question.
Okay, great. Let's see, we have a question that says, from the Creation Lightship perspective, is it better to have a longer life on Earth?
Well, as far as from their perspective, yes. For free, you know, they're in free choice, free will. So, you know, I would say yes, okay? But from our perspective here, if you're in pain and misery, you know, you may not want to wish to have a longer life. But the death barcode could give you a longer life. That's a possibility. But the main thing is, whether it does or not, it takes away the negativity from you so that you are able to have a much better lifetime. And that's why you want to have the alien death barcode taken off of you. And then also after that, you get the stress release, you know, alien stress barcode. And that's a big one. So, You know, if you're out there and you had the one and didn't do the second one, boy, you're missing out. So definitely do that second one, you know, after you do the first one. And it's the same amount of time. So that's kind of what I would say, you know, as far as the way it is here. The dark side can creep in moment by moment all the time. This is why the only way to get out of it is to be in the present moment. So,
okay. Let's see. So we have a question from someone on the fast chat who's new to this, is asking, what is a death barcode?
Okay. What you basically have is that when you're born, you have your natal chart, and in the natal chart, hidden somewhere, is the fact that you have the way to get out of here. And remember, the dark side can only use you as long as you have enough energy. And so they give you the alien death barcode so that you're able to get out. And they want you to get out of here, so you start having physical problems associated with each death barcode. And that's kind of the way it works. And normally when the first one kicks in, typically the year that would be coming, you know, into place you normally lost maybe a third of your energy typically. And then you go to the next one. Remember, the only reason why you chose not to leave is because, you know, you had some reason to stay. So you use your force of will to live here. Okay? And so whatever that would mean to you, you know, maybe you don't want to leave your children. You know, you've all heard of people in the hospital who hang on forever. You know, the doctor says they'll be dead like in a couple of weeks, and somehow they're still alive after a couple of years, but they're in a lot of pain and suffering, but they're still hanging in. Well, that's because they don't want to lose maybe the people around them. Or maybe they're very, very smart, and they're afraid to go to the light of the darkness, okay, which terrifies them. So that could be another reason. But typically it's because you have somebody here that you do want to hang on to. And so typically most people have three of those. It takes about 8 hours to do online. The cost is $150. And, you know, you have to be dedicated to your life to do it. Well, some people call me up and they go, Ron, you know, I just can't do 8 hours of sitting in front of my computer, you know, to be dedicated to do this. I go, well, it's okay. You know, it's up to you. You know, you have to come through to do this. So, you know, if you can't do it, you may have a friend do it for you. It would work that way, too. Maybe for some reason you're a very busy person. Well, then have a friend of yours do it. You know, they can sit for 8 hours. But then you can also do anybody you wish on that also. So, you know, that's what the barcode does. It much better afterwards. I heard a caller beep, so is somebody out there?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I had a dream when, well, it's kind of a complicated story, but a reader told me once I was abducted and I was conscious during the abduction. Now, I don't have a memory of that, but when I was in second grade, I think I had a dream, but I think this is all related, but in my dream I saw glass bars with faces in them, and I guess I started screaming and yelling, and my parents came in the room, and as I was trying to explain it to them, because I was in second grade, and you know how your desks are lined up in second grade, I said there were all these jars, like peanut butter jars, and they started laughing because they thought I was having this bizarre dream about peanut butter jars and seeing my classmates with the faces or what have you. And once they went there, I could never really get them back to the point of it wasn't my classroom. There were rows of jars with distorted, weird faces in them or what have you, but it didn't have anything to do with school. And just recently, I downloaded it's on the internet, you can download for free the Mars records. And so I was reading that. It was about a gentleman in the military, and he was having biofeedback treatments, and it somehow stimulated his memory. And so he was getting a lot of clearing and what have you through that, but he reached a point where he needed a soul retrieval. And so they brought someone in who was skilled in that. And apparently when she went to look for his soul or his soul fragments or what have you, she said she saw this vast hangar. And she didn't say where it was, but, you know, it was just like rows upon rows upon rows of jars with soul fragments in them, and you know, she found his soul fragment and returned it to him. And that's the only reference I've ever seen that is similar to my experience. And I'm just wondering, is the Creation Lightship aware of, you know, these areas that seem to have a lot of jars with apparently soul fragments or souls or something in them? And I don't know where they're located. I know at one time you said Creation Lightship had some projects going where they, you know, cleared out the graveyards. Not that this is a graveyard thing, but they, you know, released for humanity a lot of different emotional bodies. Is there a way that the light, Creation Lightship can work on, if this does exist, the apparently huge amount of glass jars that have bits and pieces of us in them.
Yeah, they do that and search for things like this. What normally happens is some person that they're working with will maybe request that, or they'll start to look for, like you said, the pieces of a person. And they'll go out and look, and if they can track the energy into the dark side, they'll go there. A lot of times the energies go sideways, or they disconnect the energy. And so remember, the darkness hides things. So if for some reason there's still an energy link, and I'll just use the word like a cord, or maybe like a little string attached to this energy of this person, then they can find it and retrieve it. In the process, they may find other people there too, other fragments, other body parts, you know, et cetera, cells of the body, and they'll bring that back because everything has a light frequency to it, so they can decipher where it came from and then reinstate that back into that person. So, yes, they are doing that.
That's quite
common, you know, for what they're doing. But as far as having someone get themselves 100% complete, you know, it takes a while to find that. That's why we do these special sessions on the 8-hour calls, because they go in and they find out what parts of you are attached to the darkness that's living inside of you. And then from there, that energy connects to maybe the part of you that this thing took over. So they go out into the dark side universes. Let's just say that an octopus is on you, inside of you. So they'll find the octopus, see how it's attached, where it came from, and just see if that octopus has taken away any of your life force energy. You might watch the movie, I think it's Number 9. It was out a few months ago. And that movie shows this octopus type of creature sucking out the spirit, the soul out of these little, dolls that was created and made by a man. And he put his spirit energy into all of these. And I think there's only 9 of them, but there could be more, but this one was Number 9. And anyway, that's what it's called. And so it's the same process. A lot of people go out and look for that energy.
Yeah, well, I think
it's very, very complicated. It's only because the darkness hides things. Remember, you're not just looking at one particular alien race in one location. You know, you're looking at the universe of darkness. And they can change their frequencies of dimensions and do anything to capture you. So it's hide you. So it gets to be very, 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 very complicated. It's not an easy thing. Our linear mind might think that it's very simple, but believe me, it's quite complicated. And they have to actually battle the darkness to get you back, because if they took you, they want to keep you. So all of a sudden, now you have the light and the darkness fighting, and that's what you get when you get the black clouds in the sky. Typically, that's where you see the lightning go sideways in the clouds. And if you haven't seen that, I just saw something, I think, on YouTube, or some country had this video of these clouds, and you could actually see, you know, the cloud ships in there, along with the lightning going from side to side.
Wow.
So that's the light versus the darkness, and they're battling.
Yeah.
So it's... there's a lot to it. So, yes, the light ship is definitely aware of this, and there's probably more that they're not aware of that the darkness can do, too, much like your parallel lifetimes, taking you every which way to have that experience. That's kind of how we started the show off, but with people saying they had a bad week, and that's probably from having the energy of parallel lives come into this area here. Remember, this probably happens to everybody. And so and they can change time. They can make the time go faster or slower. it's not the light doing it, because the light doesn't care about time. So everything that's time-based here is the darkness. So I hope I answered your question.
Oh, you did. It is very dark, because I get a sense that they kind of keep these pieces and parts and use them, you know, like black magic, voodoo, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that way, too, yeah. And that's all the dark side practitioners are able to use the energy also, is by using that dark energy. They have to tap into something to cause you harm.
Well, and I felt like I was being attacked by another family member, kind of psychic, and I couldn't figure it out. But I think what they're doing is using this, so something that they have in a glass jar somewhere too, as a basis for the psychic attack. Because when you're attacked, you definitely get the feeling associated with this one particular relative. And I don't know how they get that feeling coding to the psychic attack of that person without using some portion of that person. I don't know how they replicate that.
Yeah, feeling it's, very interesting. You know, it's just very, very strange.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot.
Yeah.
They do a lot.
Yeah, they're definitely the bad guys. Well,
yeah, so
you.
I think we're going to be finding a lot about parallel lifetimes coming up. People are going to be experiencing more of these here, more openly, because the light ship is bringing this energy basically out and down, so they're actually working more with the parallel lives of people, so it's going to be more interesting and obvious for people as you become more awakened once this stuff gets taken off of you. And, you know, you may even have a clearing, even not even knowing about the light ship whatsoever, as they get rid of this energy. Remember, each time you have a clearing with me, it's helping other people also, because the light ship is also going after this energy. So you might be helping somebody that you don't even physically know just by having a clearing, because the light ship is here to bring back spiritual integrity to all of its creations.
Right.
So we look at it as a personal thing here. Maybe like, why me? Or, you know, I had this clearing done. Well, you're helping everybody. And this is the way it works.
Well, I certainly appreciate you and the Creation Light Ship and your website. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So thank you for calling in. Wait for our next caller, so I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
We had some really, really nice calls so far. And, Ron, we have quite a few thank yous from people on the fast chat who really enjoyed the St. Francis energy, so that was wonderful. Next question on the fast chat, we have someone who saw their friend in a dream recently who had passed on quite some time ago, and their friend appeared to be very happy and lit up. And the question is, do you think that he was able to return home, or it was the light of the darkness that he got caught in?
It would be the light of the darkness. Because once you leave here, you never return back. And so anything that is shown to you of somebody like that, you know, is strictly the light of the darkness showing that. Because once you leave and get into light, you will hardly, you know, I could almost guarantee that you're never going to come back to this planet, because there's so much more out there. And they're not going to bring in any, there's going to be no record of them or no image of them that would be here, because they're gone. Everything is gone. Everything's in the now. So the light does not work with the past, so you probably would not see that energy, and they will not normally return back to you. I'm sure that it could be a possibility. Most people who pass on will show themselves, you know, to other people. You might be reading their emotional body, seeing that. Maybe you're reading it, getting information from that. But if the spirit leaves here, the emotional body can still be here. So it's very likely the emotional body presenting itself as having a good time in the light of the darkness to maybe possibly, I won't say fool you, but that's how people view the light because they see a representation of something of the light, and you think this is where you want to go to. So it just reinforces the energy of the darkness that there is light out there, but they create that false light.
Okay. Let's see. We have a request for Metatron or Moses energy.
Okay. Well, let's bring in Moses. That's a nice one. Not that Metatron isn't, but we'll bring in Moses. So
okay.
Here we go, and our show's rolling by pretty quick here. So again, we'll bring it in through the light beam. So here comes Moses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll try some more music here. So again, just sit back and relax. Enjoy Moses through the light beam. And open your heart up. There's the thunder, I guess, huh? Moses is here. Thank you. boy, wow. I guess go forever with that one. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, beautiful, beautiful energy. So let's see. Next question was, will you talk about the ships we are seeing in the sky?
Well, basically, that's probably the ship clouds. Those are ships. You see those daily, okay? There are sightings out there, which are UFO sightings that people have. Like I say, most of those that you probably see are typically manned by your neighbor, okay, or somebody that you might know or don't know, but they do walk on this planet. So, remember, according to Al Bielek, I don't know if he's still living or not, but when I talked with him a couple of years ago, he mentioned that the planet Earth, according to his information, and he was the one in charge of the Philadelphia project, okay, I guess it probably wasn't Philadelphia, but I'm sure Montauk was associated with it. But basically, that's where the battleship, became invisible, et cetera, and, reappeared over again. What he stated was that the planet Earth here is a manufacturing facility for a lot of the alien spacecraft, and a lot of it's taking place, I think he said, in Brazil, in that area, maybe in the ocean waters out there, also maybe in that country. So I don't really get too much into that, just that there are aliens living here, maybe living underground also, and on the surface, and, the technology is there, and it depends who they contact to have a product produced, and maybe they're working side by side with different technologies. So that's kind of about what I can say. He also mentioned a good friend of his who was actually killed in 95. And you can also, I heard from somebody, you can see this gentleman on YouTube. His name is, I think it's Philip Schneider, I believe. Maybe somebody could type it into the fast chat if they've seen the videos, but... anyway, you can check him out, and he talks a lot about that too, and about the military airplanes using alien technology, alien metals that they exchange raw materials for, etc. So it's public knowledge. You just have to kind of look for it. But aside from that, as far as the sightings that we have, somebody I think asked about, is the light ship taking out some of these UFOs? I'm sure the Air Spirit is, yeah. At some point, I don't have any first-hand experience with that, but remember, the aliens are here, and they're causing us all the problems that we're dealing with. It's all mind control. And so, like I say, people ask me, say, gee, Ron, what about the government? Are they doing all this stuff to us? And people talk about HARP and the chemtrails and other type of things that they have talked about openly, about the different wars and stuff, with special radionic equipment and transmissions and everything else. And that, again, is on the Internet, too. And there's other speakers that are a lot more proficient in talking about this than I am. But basically, it's all alien technology, and it all works with mind. And so they got it from the aliens. And from there, we deal with it here. So the Earth Spirit is getting us out of the mind energy because it has to get itself out of mind energy. And get its planet out of mind energy in order to regain its spiritual consciousness back for ascension. So there's no difference between the Earth Spirit and you with your spirit. It needs to get back back into integrity with its body, which is the planet, for the ascension period. And naturally, these dark energy steel spirit fragments like we talked about earlier. And so this is the whole process, is getting back to spiritual integrity and not to lose part of yourself. And part of you is part of the light ship. It's part of creation energy. So it's not that somebody who is maybe more evolved is maybe more spiritual, better than somebody else who doesn't have a clue what's happening. We're kind of all in the same boat. And so what I say is that if we had no alien intervention here at all on this planet with the mind control and the time energy, remember, we're all in time right now. If you look at your clock, my computer says it's 49 after the hour, which means that time is moving on. So what happens is that everybody here is mind controlled, and the light ship is helping the Earth spirit to eliminate part of that. Whether it'll succeed before ascension, I don't know. So everybody on the planet is controlled. So naturally, once everybody realizes that, they don't want to be controlled either. It doesn't matter who you are. And so the light ship is here to help that process. Whether they can do it before ascension time or not to get rid of this energy, I have no idea. But they do come to try to help out to get rid of it. So that's kind of where I am with this here. It's information that you already probably know, so it's nothing new. And just know that, you know, you are controlled by the alien mind control energy. So that's the whole process. And that's it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a lot of questions and requests here, so just go to the next one. We had a request for a parallel life clearing when we were talking about the parallel life, so would you like to do a sample of that?
Sure, so let's go back. Some people had problems, I believe it was 3 days ago, or maybe they had it for 3 days, so whatever seems to work for you, okay? So you have to specify what you want to have happen here. Remember, the light ship will never take away an experience from you. So remember, it's all free choice, free will. So now you can choose what you want to have done. They will take away these energies though, regardless, but you can now ask for this clearing and just tell your spirit. So here we go. We'll do the first day here of the three. So... for most people, what I'm seeing here, just by looking at the energy, there's between 100 to probably 500 lifetimes that you've been in. So just picture yourself being in maybe 100 of these lifetimes, just looking just like you, driving the same car, going to work in the same place. Maybe if you're cutting your yard, you know, with the lawnmower, you're out there cutting the yard. If you're eating spaghetti, you're eating spaghetti and all of these all at the same time, okay? And they're taking your energy from your spirit. So here we go. First one. So I'll count to 10 as it gets cleared away from you. So I can't do all these lives, but I can do a few of them here. So here we go. We'll probably maybe can be effective on maybe 20 of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the second day, same process, and you might kind of relate this to the way you felt and just see what comes back to you, okay? Who knows, maybe you might have a set of keys you've been missing and you turn around, look to the right of you, and all of a sudden you see them on a counter. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the third day, 1, 2, 3, 4, oh man, yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And this clearing, I believe, is on the website too. It's just a parallel life clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a young listener who is asking, how can we strike back when attacked by various forces in the dream state and otherwise?
You really can't do anything. You know, yourself, you can't go up there with a hammer and hit them over the head or anything. That would not work, you know. So as far as what you can do physically yourself or psychically or anything else, their technology is so far beyond yours, they just laugh at you, whatever you chose to do. But you can go on the website and get under the alien attack area. It's $30 for the month, and have the light ship work for you. And that's the way, you know, it works. So as far as doing anything yourself, you know, there's nothing that you can necessarily do to prevent what they're doing. You know, if you stay in your heart center, they probably will not be able to take you. But when you go to sleep at night, if you're not in your body completely, then they can also do that. Plus, they can chop time up. So the only really defense is to, you know, be more in your body. So the first thing is you have to be 100% in your body, along with, you know, 100% integrated with all the cells of your body. Then they cannot take you. So that's where you want to get to. Then you're light. Then you're a spiritual light body physically. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a request for clearing us from mind control energy.
Okay, that we can do. Here we go. So let this only last throughout this show here. So we'll put you into the present moment and disconnect you from the mind control. This could be anything. It could be just energies that are affecting your body. So I use mind control as a basic general scenario here. You know, it could be the cell phone energy. It could be anything that's wireless going into your body that still can be used for mind control and or can cause your body harm, okay? So any of these energies that are electronic is also, you know, can affect you. But there's other energies, too, that are out there also. Remember, these energies were here before we had, you know, the electronic inventions, okay? So they were here before, say, the 1900s, okay? The aliens were doing it to you. It wasn't our governments. It wasn't anybody else, typically, because it wasn't invented here. So here we go. On the count to 10, let's get rid of the mind control. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It'd be interesting to note if anybody feels a change now and how they're feeling, and also on the last clearing, if you feel like you're more present right now after having these 3 days of a few of your parallel lives released from you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the next request is for entity clearing and jellyfish.
Okay.
Quite a combination.
This is also on the website for parasitic clearing. It's a $30 a month one. I highly recommend getting that because it'll make you feel much better. Remember, you don't know how bad you are until you have this stuff off of you. Otherwise, you just live a normal life wondering why things are happening to you, why you get sick, why your body has aches and pains, why you have things moving around inside of you, you know, maybe why you have fatty tissue. This is all because you're not aware of what's happening, okay? So you get on the website and have these clearings, then you start getting a clue of what's happening. So here comes the jellyfish, okay? There it goes. So let's get rid of one of them here. This will be doing on the Sunday call in a few days here. So if you want to get on that, let me know. So you send me an email, you know, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of another one. I'm getting very hot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what do you want to do next? The octopus energy? That one's pretty powerful. Here we go. Octopus number 1. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think we had someone with a lot of questions about the ascension process.
Okay.
So let's see. The first one is, what happens if the ascension comes while I'm only 50% in my body?
Well, I would hope that the light ship would help you. My intent would be to do that, okay? So people who have had a clearing or two or worked on themselves a lot, at least you're coming forth and forward to have a clearing. So that means that you are, you know, conscious of that there is something happening. So, you know, I would do all that I could do to save people, you know, for that. The other people that don't have a clue or, you know, because, you know, we are on the Internet, and so you have to understand that this is the only way the light ship is ever going to promote itself. The churches would not promote the light ship naturally, but they do promote Jesus. Anybody who does come forward, the light ship knows about it. Otherwise, it's kind of like the dead, you know, in the Bible, Jesus let the dead bury the dead. And it might be a kind of a hard, harsh way of saying it, but, you know, if they can't at least understand and connect to their heart center, that's what he's talking about, because they're not heart-related. So if you're not heart-related, then all of a sudden you're dealing with all this negative energy. And it's very difficult to have that connection because you probably pushed out your spirit, okay? And so if you push out your spirit out of your body, force it out, then, you know, your spirit will naturally, you know, hopefully find the light, okay? But remember that your spirit mimics you. So if the person was angry and did certain things, maybe had a certain religious belief and or in the past and, you know, wanted to kill people because of this religious belief system of some aliens, coming forth to tell you that certain races of people or types of people or stereotypes are not any good, then at that point the person probably has kicked their spirit out of their body. So the body now is like a zombie. Can the light ship save a zombie? It needs a spirit in it, okay? And so this is what is probably meant by let the dead bury the dead. The spirit, if it's not too messed up by the person's mindset and thinking, remember, the spirit takes on that belief system. And it might go along with that system because it got brainwashed. Okay, remember, it's still here. This is why you're listening to this program, hopefully, because your spirit probably wants to get the heck out of here. But remember how many ascensions that you have lost in the past. It happens every 2,000 years. So if you're still here, which is, you know, you are because you're listening, it's because you lost all these ascension points. You took the wrong teachings. So, and the teachings are just very simple. Go to your heart, listen to your spirit, you know. It's not nothing complicated about that. So hopefully everybody would be saved who, you know, is and, you know, working on themselves. And as far as just the clearings that we do, it just makes you feel better. So if you just forget about ascension completely, let's just say it's never going to happen, hypothetically, okay? You have a clearing and you feel so much better, you know, and you can move on with your life. So, geez, you know, and it's, you know, a nice way to feel better. On the radio I heard today, they're talking about, I think the highest paid person. So if you're listening and you want to make lots of money, you'd want to get into being an anesthesiologist. I think they get $277,000 or something a year. And then there's somebody else in there underneath that, but the next one would be a psychiatrist, and they get, I think, about $174,000 or something a year. So, boy, that would be a good job to get just to hear people talk, you know, and maybe do not much at all, you know. So that's, I think, the number third rated. And then down from there, you know, is actually, you know, maybe the doctors and lawyers, you know, unless you're a specialist at something. But I found that quite interesting how people listening to mind energy, people talking about the mind, why they get so much money to do that, to go over thoughts, okay. Interesting. So, back to you, Sylvia. We can run on for a little bit longer, maybe 10 minutes if you like.
Great. Let's see. So, We have someone asking if you could talk about what the name clearing is all about on your website.
That's a natal clearing. So a lot of people remember, your name has a certain vibration to it, okay? So normally people talk about, well, you picked your name. Well, you also picked when you're going to be born, basically. This is all alien mind control energies. And so your name resonates to you, and they can connect with you with your name. They can connect with you probably through your phone number, maybe through your license plate on your car. So you want to clear out at least your name first, because those all are key information, maybe even your house address. So you can go on there, and it's called a natal clearing, and just go through there and just use a site and get on there. Remember, because this is how you're being contacted, we'll use that term, okay? That your major contact is through your birth date in the planets, you know that, and also your name. So these are the two main things that are affecting you and allowing these aliens to connect with you. And also whoever's using alien technology, it's all the same stuff to me. It doesn't matter, you know, if a person is born here on this planet and they're using that technology or not. It's still alien technology that should not be used here. And because of that, everybody is, you know, in torture. So all of it's the same stuff. It doesn't matter if it's an alien in a spaceship doing it or if it's somebody here who was born here on this planet who gets a paycheck to do this to you also. It's all the same. It's still alien technology of mind control as being perpetrated to you. And the planets, the planetary clearing is a very nice one to get also. You know, that gets rid of a lot of planets off of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, before we go on and get into more of the questions, could you bring in one other divine energy from the light ship? That was just so wonderful having Moses and then earlier St. Francis.
Sure, I'll bring in... I'll bring in the energy of Jesus. There's different energies that he was here using. So what I'll do is bring in the energy at the age of, I'll just pick the age of 17. That just would probably be a good age here. And we'll bring in his energy for communication, okay? So this will be whatever light being was in him at that time that could communicate. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Remember, his body was just strictly a vessel for light beings to come into it, to do their work here, to help people for the ascension process. This is his communication energy, so here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, I'll put some music on here for everybody to listen to. So I gotta hit my button here. We'll see what happens. Oh, got another button. Here we go. Hit play. There we go. I'll do a sample next of the even and odd harmonics. Okay, there we go. Saw a bumper sticker today, and it said something like what bomb would Jesus use? So anyway, interesting. So let's bring in and do a change here with some energies here. So let's work with the even on odd harmonics. Remember, we have a thing called the harmonic convergence. I think it probably still goes on maybe yearly, too. I don't know. All I know is that the worst thing was in 87 when a lot of people, the New Agers, that's what I use the term of, meditated to attempt to bring in peace energy that was not here. Kind of weird, but anyway. So here we go. And that was probably all odd harmonics coming in here. So let's take your body energy and let's do a release here of some of the odd harmonics. So odd harmonics is what makes you not feel right. It's like putting your fingernails across the blackboard or the chalk skipping. Or hearing a musical instrument out of tune. Those are all odd harmonics. And nobody likes that. Well, the dark side, I think, thrives on odd harmonics. So here we go. We'll take this out of you, some odd harmonics. We'll do this that you've had today in your life. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So just see how your body's feeling now after having this release. So 1, 2, might even cause a sore throat. Who knows? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In fact, if you have a physical problem that you're dealing with right now, just think of that as your spirit to assist in this healing. This is how all these healings work. Remember, you must be present in your body to have a healing. So here we go. Think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia. We'll see how people respond to that. And we can still call in. We've got a little bit of time left here.
All righty. So let's see. Well, can we just take a quick break to talk about this Sunday in case anybody has to go to bed soon because they're on the East Coast and kind of let everybody know about the clearing that's happening on Sunday?
Yeah, sure. So this Sunday we're doing the start of this month's marathon healing. This is the intensive that we do once a month now. So this will be the start of it. It'll be 3 consecutive Sundays. And we take away the octopus energies and the squids and many other things, ants and mosquitoes and a whole slew of dark side beings that are inside of your body that you can't see. And this normally causes physical illness and maybe the problem that you're dealing with right now. It also brings your spirit back into more self-empowerment because sometimes your spirit's also stolen. So we go into quarantine, and parts of your spirit, okay, and the light ship looks for parts of you. This is what it's about. And it's an 8-hour conference call. You break every hour, and the cost is $200 for yourself. You also get a free 4-hour session on Saturday on the 19th. So it'll go for the next 3 Sundays plus the 19th. It's 28 hours of healing. For this month, and you're on the light ship for the whole month once we start this process. So it's just very nice. People have a lot of benefit. They feel great afterwards. And, you know, it's up to you to step up to the plate and to have these things out of you. You don't know how bad you are until you get these things out, and you just feel wonderful. So it doesn't, even though it's 8 hours, it goes by very quickly. That's all I can tell you. It's like maybe like a half an hour. So far, we've been on this show for over an hour and 15 minutes. For me, it just feels like maybe 5 minutes have went by. So 8 hours of this would be very similar to what we're doing here. We do special water charging. And just we have a lot of fun, and we do a lot of healing. So back to you, Sylvia. So you can contact me, creationlightship@yahoo.com. That's creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, we have Tom on the line asking how long to spend on each foreign energy removal when you're doing the clearing on the website.
So he's probably talking about the parasitic energies or the alien races that are connected to you. So there's quite a bit on there. If you haven't seen it, definitely, you know, check it out. How long? I would just first go. There's so much on there. Just do it till your spirit tells you that it's probably okay. Or maybe spend maybe an hour on one of them, just see how you feel. You know, kind of what I would do is, since most people get on there and they might get overwhelmed by there's so much information and stuff being stated there, you know, it could be like a mind overload. What I would do is specify maybe a problem that you're dealing with, and then from there see what is happening. Remember, you can put the light beam up on your screen for 8 hours in the evening, so you won't be abducted. Or I won't say you won't be. It'll definitely help eliminate these aliens from abducting you. Everybody gets abducted probably at least twice a year, I believe, if not more. But, you know, the process is that once you're connected to these beings, they're going to keep playing with you. And so you might say, how do I know if I'm being abducted? Well, or being messed with. The most general thing that happens for everybody is that you're going to be laying down in bed, and all of a sudden your body's going to jerk. So if your body's jerking, that's a clue to you, okay? You are being messed with by the aliens, okay? The next thing is you might have pinpricks in your feet. So that's a clue. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'll mention we had an email in from one of the listeners. And they're mentioning that, you know, throughout their lifetime at different times, they've been able to see or they've been aware of, you know, maybe another entity or person or a soulless being or something of that nature, and they've actually seen them, you know, coming out of, slipping out of someone's body or kind of next to them, and thought you could just talk about that a little bit. And maybe we could do even a clearing for any that could go to the light from people's, you know, houses or bodies that are listening.
Great. So this is a dark side clearing. So this is kind of special. What we're going to do is clear and allow these beings that have messed with you to come into the light. A lot of times, since the show is on here, they're kind of listening, wondering what it's like to come into the light, and there's no real way they can do that. If they went to the light ship, if they could find it, they would be terminated instantly. And there's really no way that they can actually come into the light, so they have to wait till ascension time, and at that point, they probably would not exist because they'd be a threat to the light. The light would see them as a dark side being, so they have no way to actually come into the light. So this is a way we can do that to help them. Remember, these are could be beings just like yourself, just that they're invisible. And they want to have a venture into the light. They know what it's about, but they have no way to do that. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. We'll bring up the light being on your screen. And in fact, let's bring up the 12 source energies. So we have to go down a little bit further, I think, on the scroll bar here. Or you can go to the fast chat. So go to the Lightship Insignia, and you probably want to amplify that up. It's about maybe a third on your scroll bar down here. And I'm clicking on mine here. And it comes up. There we go. So this will be the 12 source energies coming to help these beings. So on a count to 10, you might feel them leave your body. If your body kind of shakes a little bit or you have goosebumps or something like that, it's because you have things inside of you and they're leaving. So here we go. So 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. A lot of them are going. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you may feel a overwhelming joy inside of you because they're leaving. Okay, it's not that you're glad that they're leaving. It's their joy of being able to come into the light, to have a spirit, a soul put into their present life form. And so this is a wonderful gift for the darkness. And we'll do it some more here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, is there anything else that we should talk about tonight before we end off? We're getting a little bit close to an hour and a half now, so any other announcements, upcoming events, things people should know about?
Yeah, I'll be in Los Angeles in February, middle of February. I think it's the second weekend, I believe. And it'll be the Conscious Life Expo, and it's at the LAX Hilton. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. So do come. It's a wonderful experience. A lot of people love it when they go into it. So I'd recommend, you know, coming to see me. I'm going to have a workshop also there, and I think maybe one or two lectures. So, and it'll be a free workshop. So that'll be very nice for people. So there's normally only a few free ones that the people doing them are actually willing to do free ones. Normally they charge typically up to about maybe $25 to $50 to go to workshops. So I do free workshops whenever I go out to the expos. So I'll be there, and I'll be back in New York I think probably around the last weekend of March, at the New Life Expo at the Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. Other events will be on January 2nd, and that's a special day where we actually get to sample the different energies month by month that will be coming to the planet here that the Lightship has in store for us for ascension. And it's kind of nice to feel the frequencies and to resonate with them. And that's $20. It'll be a four-hour conference call. So I'll just probably say blessings to all of you. I'm trying to see if we have anything else on here on the fast chat that I need to talk about. Ascension time, I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know how far back I can go. Boy.
We do have one request, Ron, from Mike.
Okay, Mike.
And he's asking when the show ends, can we close with energy to assist in healing?
Sure. Okay, so let's bring in the energy of St. Bernadette through the light beam. And then ask your spirit to help you connect and see what they can do for you. Here we go. So here comes St. Bernadette. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and tomorrow night is Saturday night live on the Lightship. It'll be a regular show that will be on Station 1 at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight Eastern. And if somebody can remind me on the fast chat, if you're listening, let's do another clearing for on the 7th, December 7th. Remember, is Pearl Harbor Day. It's brought up all the time. So let's do a clearing for that, and that's actually on Monday. But that's the day before we do our first Sunday 8 hours. But we'll do a clearing for the energies that are left behind. Maybe we can do some atomic energy clearings. Maybe we can do some earth spirit clearings to release the trauma from the earth spirit, if that's still available or still connected to it. So let some of you be creative here and do bring it up on the fast chat or call in. And whatever you want to mention about that, that's perfectly fine. You know, we can do even a half an hour show on that if you wish. It'd be great to help out the earth spirit and to get some of this energy out of here. Last year we did quite a bit of it on one of the calls. I don't know if it was on BBS or not, or on one of my conference calls, but we did a lot to get rid of the emotional bodies that were, burned up basically. And so that is probably released. But anyway, we'll see how that goes tomorrow night. So we'd like to do that clearing. So we'll plan on that tomorrow. So I'll say blessings to all of you. This energy of St. Bernadette will be here for the next half an hour. So just look at your clock. It's straight up on the hour. The light shift will turn the energy out for this clearing. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And see you tomorrow, which is Saturday Night Live on the light shift. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron, for the beautiful show tonight. Thank you all to the listeners who are here to participate in the wonderful questions on the fast chat and the callers that called in. And thank you for that wonderful clearing to bring those soulless beings and dark beings into the light. That was really extraordinary. So beautiful show. Thank you, everyone, and blessings, and good night.
Good night, everybody.